Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Sukkah, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei. Being that in the previous Mishnah, we learned that the Kohanim used to blow on the trumpets when they went to Bishayiv Mayim on Sukkahs. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us in general how many tkiyas there were in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Now you should know one rule. They never blew a tkiyah on its own or a trua on its own. It was always two tkiyas with the trua in between. And all these tkiyas were always done with two trumpets. Zakh the Mishnah Vayter. Ein Paichsin, it was never less on any given day. May Esrim the Achas tkiyas b'Mikdash, then 21 tkiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Tan is referring to all the tkiyas in the Beis HaMikdash with the trumpets, whether it's tkiyas or truas as tkiyas. The Tan is teaching us there never was a day that they didn't blow l'chal hapachas, 21 kailas, with their trumpets. V'ein maisifin al arboim v'shmaina. Even though sometimes they blew more than the 21, like on a day that there were musaf karbanas, but they never blew more than 48 kailas. Now here comes the cheshbon of the 21 tkiyas that we had every single day. The Mishnah continues. B'chol yom, every single day, hayasham esrim v'achas tkiyas, there were 21 tkiyas in the Mikdash. Shalosh l'psichas sha'arim, three kailas. Every single morning when they opened up the Shari Huazara, the Kehanim would blow with their chatzaitzrais, tkiyah, trua, and tkiyah. That's three. And that was a siman that Klal Yisrael should assume their positions. Yisrael l'mamadam, Olivim leduchanam. B'seisha, then there were nine kailas l'tamash shel shachar. When they poured the wine on the Mizbeach for the tamash shel shachar, the Levim would sing. What would the Levim sing? They would sing the Shir Shel Yom. But before they would begin to sing, the Kehanim would blow another set of Tkia Trua Tkia. Now, the Levim actually divided the Mizmer into three parts. For each part they stopped, and by every stop, the Kehanim would blow Tkia Trua Tkia. So they blew three times. That's the Tesha Kailas for the Tamash Shel Shachar. V'sesha, another nine Kailas, L'Tamash Shel Beinu Rabbayim, for the Karban Tamid that was brought later on, the Tamid of the afternoon. During the Nisach HaYayin of the Tamash Shel Beinu Rabbayim, the Levim would once again sing the Shir that they sang B'Shachris. They would do it the same way they did it in the morning. So how many Tkiyas do we have for the day? 21. Three when they opened up the gates in the morning, nine for the Tamash Shel Shachar, and nine for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Now, you never had less than this. But as explained, you could have more, and sometimes up until 48. So, the Mishnah Vayter. Uva Musafin. On a day that they were makriv, the carbon musaf, hoya mesifin, oy tesha, there was another nine kailas. Because during the Nisach HaYayin of the carbon musaf, the Levim would also sing. And they would also divide the Mizmer into three parts, just like by the carbon Tamid and the Kehanim would blow then by Musaf, an additional three sets of Tkia, Trua, Tkia, just like they did by the Karban Tamid. So that's 21 plus another 9. So on any day that there was Musaf, like on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, there was a total of 30 Kailas. Vayter Zok to Mishnah, Ubi Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos afternoon, before Shabbos would come in, Hayim Asif and Oid Sheish, they would add another 6 Kailas. What were these 6 kailas? Shalosh, 3, atkia, true atkia, was lahaftal ha'ami malacha, to stop the people from work, and that would be during the time of Mincha Ketana. As we have already mentioned, Mincha Gedayla is from 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. In other words, 3 hours after Chatzais. Now, the way this went was as follows. They would blow at Kiya through at Kiya l'kavod Shabbos, but it would be broken up. During the time of Mincha Ketana, they blew at Kiya. And that was, as the Mishnah explains, to stop the people from their work. People on the fields heard the Kiya, they knew they had to stop. They waited a little bit, and then they blew at Trua. The Kiya was for the people out on the fields. The Trua was for the people in the city, those that were doing business. Now it's time for you to stop. The people out in the fields obviously needed more time to get in. And near the time of Shkiyas HaChama, they blew another tekiah, and that was to be mevatel everybody from Malacha, even those that were doing Malacha Litzarech Shabbos. V'shalosh lahaftel ben kodesh l'chayil. After they blew that third kiyah, They waited a little bit, enough time to be able to roast the small fish or to put the bread into the oven. And then they blew another tkiah through a tkiah. And that was a sign that now it's Shabbos, min ha-Torah. Now if someone does a malach, it's a chiyuv skila. So though they blew twice, tkiah through a tkiah, on Erev Shabbos, it was a little bit different. The first time it was broken up. The first tkiah for the people on the fields, then the trua for the people in the city, then the tkiah to let everyone know it's time to stop. Afterwards, there was one set straight of tkiah through a tkiah, and that was to let everyone know, okay, now it's really Shabbos. L'mais, on Erev Shabbos, you had a total of 36 kailais. That's the Erev Shabbos that had a musaf, like it was Chalamoid, Rosh Chodesh. Stam Erev Shabbos that didn't have a musaf, there were 27 kailais. On a Stam Erev Shabbos, you have the 21 that you have every single day, plus the extra 6 for Erev Shabbos. On a day that you had musaf on Erev Shabbos, so add another 9 for the musaf, you had a total of 36 kailais. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Erev Shabbos Shabbatai Chachag, Erev Shabbos during Sukkot, where they also blew for the She'iva Nesach HaMayim, you had a total of 48 kailais. And the Mishnah counts out for us the 48. Shalosh lepsicha sha'arim. 3, like every morning when they opened up the sha'arim. Shalosh l'shara elyon, as we explained during Sukkot, when the person called out, it's time to get up and do the avodah, and they went to draw the water. The kahanim stood on the shara elyon, and they had 2 trumpets in their hands. V'taku v'riu v'taku, like we learned before in Mishnah Dalet, so that was another 3. V'sholish l'shara tachten, that's the shar ha-mizrachi of the Azara. When they went to draw the water, and they stood by that shar, they blew again, tkiah, trua, and tkiah, a second time. Remember the words in the Mishnah, in Mishnah Dalet? Over there we said, agiu li'azara, taku v'riu v'taku. And they kept blowing until they mamish reached the door. V'sholish l'milu amayim, after they drew the water, and they came back to the Azara through the Shar HaMayim, there was another tkiah, trua, and tkiah, like we said before. That was in Perik Dalet Mishnah Tes, that agiu l'Shar HaMayim, they would blow again. So there was another 9 kailais l'kavod, the drawing and pouring of the water. V'sholish al-gabi mizbeach, also, when they would bend the aravis over the mizbech, when they would lean the tall aravis over the mizbech, and the tops would bend over, like we learned in Perik Dalet Mishnah A, the kahanim would blow at kiyah through at kiyah. So that was a total of 12 kailas that you had extra on Sukkot. How many do we have so far for Erev Shabbos during Sukkot? We have the regular 3 that you have every morning by Psichas Sha'arim, plus another 12. So we have a total of 15 so far. Now, Tashel Atamet Shel Shachar, the Teshel Atamet Shel Beinu Rabayim. You always said 9 by the Tamet Shel Shachar and 9 by the Tamet Shel Beinu Rabayim, that you had every day. So plus another 18, we have 33. The Teshel Musafin, we also have Musaf, that's another 9. So now we have a total of 42. And it's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there was another 6. Remember? Tkiya Trua Tkiya. Shalosh Lahaftla Su'amin Amalacha. The Tkiya for the people out in the fields. The trua for everyone in the city, and the kiyah for everyone in general. Time to stop doing what you're doing. And then another 3, v'shalish l'havlo min kodesh l'chayil, to say, okay, now it's mamish Shabbos, min ha-toyda, like every Erev Shabbos. So that's a total of 48 kailais. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The never less than 21 kiyais in the Beis HaMikdash, never more than 48 on a given day. Every single day, there was at least 21. 3 by Psichas Sha'arim when they opened the gates in the morning. 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar and 9 for the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabayim. That's 21. On a day there was Musaf, add another 9. That's 30. On Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, add another 6. 3 was Lahaft Lo Ami Malacha, again, at Kiyah for the Am Shebesadais, at Trua for the people in the city, a tkiah for everyone to stop doing things, even if it's the Tzarech Shabbos, and then another tkiah, through a tkiah, to let everyone know now it's Shabbos min ha-Torah. Erev Shabbos, Sukkot, there were 48. Because you add another 12 that you had for every day Sukkot. What were those 12? three that the Kohanim blew B'Shara Elyain in the morning, B'Krois HaGevu, when the person came to wake everyone up, three when they got to the Shara Tachtain, three when they filled the water, and three on the Mizbeach, when they put the Erovais up. So that is the most you can have, 48 tkiyos on a given day. Now I'm sure some of you are asking Akasha, if you remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah, we said that on Sukkos, the Kohanim blew on top, and then they stopped at the 10th step, and they blew again. And then we got to the floor, when they got to the floor of the Azara, they blew a third time. So wait a second. But wait. When you gave me a cheshbon that there's 12 tkiyos on Sukkos, so you counted 3 B'Shara Elyain, and you skipped the 10th step. You said the next 3 were when they were on the floor of the Azara. What about the 3 when they were in the middle? They had to stop at the 10th step. So if you have to add another 3, so there was a total of 15 on Sukkos, not 12, then you have a total not of 48, but rather of 51. So the Mefarshim asked this kasha. The Tiferes Yisrael says, apparently the Tana of our Mishnah, this Tana with the 48, does not hold that they blew a Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, by that 10th step. By the way, how many steps were there? Total 15? We say 10th step. Do we mean the 10th step coming down, or the 10th step when you're counting from down going up? That's actually a machloikis in the Gemara.